Good morning. We will call the Sussex County Council meeting of July 15, 2014 to order. Back from vacation, going to go to work. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning. Good morning, Council. Approval of the agenda. One amendment to the agenda I was just made aware of. We can strike under Consent Agenda 1, Wastewater Agreement Number 984-2. Engineering Department has asked me to remove that, which I also believe would then not require a consent agenda item since we would only have a single wastewater agreement. So I'm recommending we strike item number one under consent agenda, wastewater agreement number 984-2, which then would amend the consent agenda, which would remove the consent agenda, and we would only have a single wastewater agreement for consideration. That would be number 516-3.
I'll go for that. That'd be fine.
Entertain a motion to amend the agenda.
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Mr. Cole.
Discussion?
Sure, we can discuss it.
Wastewater agreement number 94, you said?
984-2.
Nine what?
984-2, item number one under consent agenda.
I got 984-2.
984-2.
Okay, Mr.
I heard 94-2.
That's what I heard. Okay,
my apologies.
984-2.
Thank you.
Okay. Any more questions? Take the vote to amend the agenda. Approve
yes.
it as amended. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Minute approval. We had the minutes of June 17th and June 24th. Any corrections or questions on the minutes? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
Yes, Mr. President. I have two letters. The first is from the town of South Bethany. Dear Councilman Phillips, on behalf of the Mayor, Town Council, and the residents of town of South Bethany, I would like to express our sincere appreciation to you for your support and grant towards the purchase of two automatic electronic defibrillators for our beach control. These devices are a valuable asset to the South Bethany Beach Patrol and our residents and visitors. And the second letter is from Pathways to Success to Gina Jennings on behalf of Pathways to Success, Inc. We want to extend our thanks to County Council for approving our request of $550 to assist young women in our mentoring and after-school programs, attend the Uniquely You Summit in Washington, D.C. in September 2014. The council award from the countywide youth grant will fund registrations for 10 students to participate in this event. That is all, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Hearing none, we'll move to the wastewater agreement. Who's going to handle that, Mr. Lawson, you or Mr. Godwin?
We can handle it. I'll handle it since we are working on the fly here. This is a wastewater agreement listed here on the agenda. Item number 516-3, Sussex County project number 81-04 for the landings at Pepper Creek, otherwise known as the Marina at Pepper Creek, which is a pump station in Force, Maine, and that will take place in the Dagsboro Frankford Sanitary Sewer District. And normal course of business would be a motion from council to approve this agreement as stated.
Entertain a motion from council.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Lawson.
Okay. Next item of business is the county administrator's report. It is lengthy. And item number one. Per the attached information from Director Connie Holland, Office of State Planning, the recently approved Downtown Development District program's draft application is available for review. Comments regarding the application can be submitted to the Office of State Planning by July 25th. In addition, the state anticipates hosting a workshop in September in each county to answer questions and to work with local governments that plan to submit an application. The tentative deadline for submission is October 15, 2014. County staff will review the program and provide an update to council, as well as a recommendation for participation. Item number two, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet July 21st at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County Admin Offices West Complex, 22215 North DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. Dr. Alexis McKenzie, Master Clinician Elder Care Consultant, House Calls LLC, will be speaking on assisting the elderly with self-isolation and being safe in their home. The Advisory Committee's Conference Planning Subcommittee will also meet on the 21st at 11:30 at the West Complex. An agenda for both meetings is attached. Item number three, there were 41,605 pounds of recycled material received at the Recycled Delaware Pods at the West Complex during the months of April, May, and June. Attached are reports received for each month. Item number four, attached, please find the call statistics for the Fire and Ambulance Call Board for June 2014. There were 17,540 total calls handled in the month of June. Of those 911 calls, 81% were made from wireless phones. And last, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, Americana Bayside DelDOT Segment 3 with Pump Station Construction Phase 1 and Americana Bayside Coastal Crossing received substantial completion effective June 20 and 23rd, 2014, respectively. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, thank you, sir. Ms. Robertson, annual comprehensive plan update.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to present this.
We're being updated, but the plan is not being updated.
That's correct. The agenda is a little bit, I don't want to say it's misleading, but it's a comprehensive plan report to the state. We have to do it every year now. Under the way the statutes were amended a couple of years ago, this is actually our third report to the state. So what it does is it looks back over the past year of different accomplishments that the county has made during that year and reports on them. And that's what's been prepared with the assistance of the department heads and staff throughout the county. So I want to thank everybody who's participated in the process to get the information together to put this report together. It covers the period July 1 of 2013 through June 30 of 2014. Just some of the highlights, it talks about land use applications, and we received 54 land use applications, which included 10 subdivisions, 21 rezoning applications, and 23 applications for conditional use permits. In the land use realm, we also discussed the exercise the county went through with regard to the height ordinance, including the workshop that we held with the participation of DelDOT, County Engineering, and the State Fire Marshal. It discusses some of the major applications as well. It moves on to, and this tracks with the elements of our comprehensive plan. That's where these topics come from.
I have a question when you're done. I don't want to interrupt your presentation.
No, that's fine. With wastewater, some of the events during the past year were the county's adoption of the service territory map. You'll recall that occurred back in September of 2013. And we talk about some of the current initiatives, which includes the Gosley Creek Planning Area, the Angola North Planning Area, and Herring Creek. As County Council is well aware, there's been a lot going on in the housing area, and Sussex County reports that it does continue to promote affordable housing through a variety of means and methods. That includes the county's Fair Housing Compliance Officer, who I know is here today in the back of the room. There's the county's Fair Housing Policy. There was a new affordable housing support policy that was established. There's certainly the training that county employees and elected and appointed officials go through to stay up to date on this. There's several websites that have been created which are linked to our county website that promote affordable housing and resources for people to go to find real-time information on available rental units and units for sale. And also, Sussex County continues to evaluate impacted communities to determine investment strategies and priority designations for those communities. And then we talk about economic development, and some of the topics in there are certainly agriculture, which is doing well, followed by tourism. And then we go through some of the opportunities for businesses to start or relocate here, and we talk about some of the businesses that, through grant programs and other county opportunities, have chosen to come to Sussex County. So It's basically an overview of some of the highlights of things that have occurred in Sussex County during the past year that we report again to the Cabinet Committee on State Planning and also the Office of State Planning Coordination, and ultimately that funnels its way into a report to the governor. If there's any questions.
Questions, Mr. Deaver?
Yes, so this is done every year.
Right.
And you said we had 54 applications for development or new construction, I guess. Those were all new within the last year.
That's correct, since July 1 of 2013.
Okay.
Because that's
so
the
then,
reporting period we're talking about.
And then we're processing the ones that were extended also.
Well, that's true. These are new applications
right.
that came into planning
right.
and zoning. And just to be clear, it's not so much new construction. It would be, again, a subdivision, a rezoning, or a conditional use, an actual application.
Well, to me, that's new construction.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I
just didn't want
it.
It wasn't building permits.
It's hard to know exactly what proper term to use, and I want to use the right term. Did we talk about the applications that actually expired that we brought back? Is that included? I think I made a note to you, but you didn't get it in time.
Yeah, I may not have. We do reference the, as we did in prior reports, because it's covered several
okay.
years now, Ordinance number 2288, which extended the current valid approvals through 2016.
So it says we're busy.
That's correct. Yes, yes.
More questions of Mr. Robertson?
There's no other questions. What we'll do is go ahead and just finalize the report and send it off to those two organizations. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Hal Godman, Legislative Committee Action Update.
Yes, sir, Mr. President, members of council. I'm happy to report that in the wee hours of Tuesday morning, July 1st, our General Assembly, 147th General Assembly, adjourned their business for this session. As you know, there will be an election in November, and then in January, the 148th General Assembly will convene to take up the state's business. In your report, I've noted to the far right-hand column the disposition of all the bills we were watching as of the end of the session. Many of the bills that were not adopted by both chambers of legislature will die in session. Some died in committee. Some of the bills have been passed through both chambers and signed by the governor. Others still await the governor's signature. One that I'm the most disappointed about is House Bill 27, which is a bill that we've worked on through both 147th General Assembly and 146th. That makes it 4 years. We've been trying to get the legislature to adopt a tax interceptor bill that would allow us to collect school taxes as well as our property taxes from those folks who are receiving tax refunds from the state. This bill has passed the House of Representatives 4 years in a row and never gotten out of the Senate. So I think next year's strategy, and I'm going to try to start the bill in the Senate, see if I can get it to move through the Senate first. I think that's a bill that everyone in the state would benefit from.
Do you see a reason why it's getting, is there people opposed to it?
I think it's pure politics. Because most of the legislators will tell you that they agree with the theme of the bill, but once it gets into the Senate and into a committee, I can't get it out of the committee.
Okay.
Had that problem several times. So we're going to try a little game changer next year.
Did you say shore, S-H-O-R-E, politics?
I think it was pure politics.
Oh, pure politics.
I think.
Excuse me.
Sorry. Straight out of the bottle.
Isn't that good? I want to make sure that you weren't picking on us.
Oh, no. No. I've identified the disposition of all the bills in here. Some of the ones that brought the most concern from us was were the bills that related to paramedics and the funding thereof. House Bill 316 was the one bill that directly affected the county's funding of basic life services and ambulance service. And that bill will now essentially die on the table because we had it tabled. Not that we disagree with the bill. You told me you wanted us to work out some fashion of accountability and compromise with the other counties. So we're going to be in the process of doing that in the off season this year between now and next January. I've had contact with both of our sister counties, and we're anxious to work on this together with the ambulance service to make sure that the needs are met and that the counties have some transparency in their funding processes. That's about all I have, unless you have a specific question about the legislature.
Any questions, Mr. Godwin?
I'd like to make a statement about transparency.
Deaver.
Since I've come on council, I congratulate council. This government has become more and more transparent every single year, and I'm very proud of it.
Good. More questions, Mr. Godman? Thank you, sir, for all your effort and hard work in Dover. Mike Izzo, with a bunch of things.
Good morning.